You say it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze
and
bursted.
And you say the pipes have already
fallen out.
Or I was going to wrap them, but they've already
bursted
because the water has
frozen.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze again
and
burst.
And say if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a
heavy frost.
What about something harder than a frost?
A freeze.
Uh-huh. And say if the lake froze, but just around the edges, you'd say that last night the lake...
The lake froze
mm-hmm.
around the, had a light coat of ice around the edges.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how tall rooms are, you say this room is about
8 feet tall.
Uh huh. What do you call this room that we're sitting in?
Well, I call it our living room.
Uh-huh. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Gut arthritis, more than likely, or rheumatism or something.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Is that the same thing?
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't know.
Say a really bad disease that children would get, they'd get a really bad sore throat, and they'd choke up, and they'd die from it. They used to have it a long time ago.
Wasn't pneumonia, I don't think.
No, they get blisters on the inside of their throat.
Oh, tonsillitis?
Or
diphtheria?
Uh-huh. What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, then you've got...
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Vomit.
Any nicer ways of saying that? Or is that the nicest way?
That's the nicest way. I know some other ways that are not quite so nice.
Like what?
Puke.
Uh-huh. Anything that doesn't sound as bad as puke, but sounds worse than vomit?
Oh, I don't know.
Say if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Yeah. Sick of his stomach.
Uh-huh. And... If a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
He was courting her, is it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be called her...
Her boyfriend or her sweetheart or something like that.
And she would be his...
Sweetheart.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
Been naked.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
Broken off there.
Uh-huh.
Broken up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
Any other ways of saying that? Sort of joking ways of saying that?
Stood him up, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
She broke the engagement.
Mm-hmm. But if she didn't break the engagement, you said they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Got hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
Best girl, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house that night and make a lot of noise and...
Chivalry them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, I don't know. They tried to entertain them in such a way that they would keep them
mm-hmm.
separated as much as they could and try to...
Was it all just in fun? Or?
Fun, yes. Mm-hmm. All in fun.
Was it very common around here?
No.
Hmm?
No.